Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vic Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting.
Thanks, Carl. Thank you, Carly. Thank you, bud. Yeah. No.
Colin, no, we haven't got time, babe. Welcome back to the second half of Comedy Arcade. We're going to actually play the game now, guys. Here's the ball, as you've seen from earlier. Now, I do spin it because it's for the recording. Or just pretend it's fine. Look at the smooth process I've got over the year that I've been playing this. Right, we're going to play. Right, I'm going to introduce you from the end, and you're going to talk a little bit about who you are. This is like a little business thing, isn't it? Why don't we all go around the table and talk a little bit about ourselves? So we're going to start with Priya Hall.
Hello, I'm Priya Hall. Yay!
Have you got any more information for us, Priya?
I am a stand-up comedian and writer. I live with my cat. I have nothing further to say, which is not ideal for a podcast format.
This is an audio medium.
You get what you get, which was that.
Okay. I get what I pay for, which is nothing. And Essence Sears, a Comedy Arcade regular. You've been here from the first episode.
I have.
You keep coming back. I'm a lesson you can't learn.
Yeah, so everyone should know me.
Oh, we're gonna have to get better at the chat, guys.
My last meal would be you know, the IKEA meatballs. Yep. And the mash and the gravy and the jam. Yes, and yes, the peas. Yes.
That. How many meatballs?
Oh, 24.
Yeah. Yeah. Morgan Rees, allegedly from Merthyr. We will discuss later.
Yeah, that's the lie that's going to cut me out. That's what is going to get me cancelled. You're from Cardiff.
Sneaky Cardiff.
Yeah, you little Heath boy. Trying to appropriate a Merthyr culture. Shagging your cousin. I just, I'm not appropriate, I do it for the fun of it.
But so for the tens of listeners that aren't from South Wales, how would you describe Heath? Oh, anyone from Heath?
I used to live in Heath. I would say it is slightly elevated because it's on a heath.
Isn't it just a hospital?
No, it's an area.
Yeah.
A massive, I will fight you for this. Hospital. I mean, the hospital takes up most of it.
Yeah, my dad used to live right by it. You know, there's that cemetery there as well. It's the big old cemetery. I know that taxi drivers always have their favourite joke whenever they drop you off around there. I think
my dad's poised. My dad's poised to tell the joke.
It's such a dad joke. It was every time, obviously you're hammered at 2 a.m. And the taxi driver, you see that cemetery there? You go, yeah. You went, that's the dead centre of Cardiff, that.
Is it true, though? Is it the dead centre of Cardiff?
Like, no, it's a blinding joke.
Oh, my God.
Or was it me? Sorry.
I'm just trying to, I'm elevating you, Morgan. Ooh, I'm worried that people aren't going to hear you in the recording. I'm giving you a bit of heat, yeah. Cheeky heat action. So yeah, Morgan Rees, you got out though, didn't you? You don't live in Wales anymore.
No, I betrayed you guys. I live in Bristol. And yep, happy. Yeah, one person booing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's lush to be back though. Love it.
I know, what a treat. Aleri Morgan, birthday girl.
Yes. Thank you. I instigated my own happy birthday today sing-along. Yeah, it was...
Where were you?
And I thought that would be the most narcissistic thing I did today, but apparently not. It was a podcast.
Hello. I think that's the most narcissistic thing I've done.
Oh, yeah. Hello, I'm Aleri. Yep. What else would you like to know?
Oh.
I'll throw it out to the audience. Yeah, fair enough.
That's all she wrote.
This is an all for me. It's just Morgan tried to pick it up and he went, ooh, it just chilled me straight to the bone. He tried to pick up an ice bucket but couldn't handle it. So I had to carry the ice bucket in for him. But it is his white wine.
I had to go to the
really
bar in somebody's set.
I mean, like a hard blow.
Ooh. But yeah, I had to rely on the fact that no comedians keep to time because I went to the bar during one of the sets. And I was like, I've only got, allegedly, 10 minutes. But I think we've got time. Sean Smith, how are you, babe? You are a podcast regular now.
Yeah, apparently.
You've been on over three episodes.
Yeah, this will be the fourth, I think. That's what over three means, I suppose.
Oh, should be up for the rest of it.
He's done the maths.
Yeah, hi, I'm Sean.
I'm not allowed to introduce you as a rock star anymore. You don't like it, but
Well, number one, it's a lie. Number two, it literally turns all the audience instantly against me. Like, oh, you think you're better than us, do you? You fucking prick. And that's not true because I'm much worse than everybody in there. Because I still live in Merthyr. Because I never got out of Merthyr, and I'm still there.
No, you left and you came back. Where is that on the scale? Merthyr vote.
I'm like a crack boomerang. Back to Merthyr.
You're my spokesperson for Merthyr, Priya.
We were talking about it, and three of us were born in Merthyr. Not interesting, fair enough.
Just a fact, not a joke.
That you want okay. More. Where were we all born?
Want to be like referred to as a rock star, but I think every story you told at the last podcast recording involved like the clanging of a massive name that you could have heard from London to Cardiff.
Yeah, like I'm trying to stop that now because of that, because you bullied me into feeling bad about the journey through my life. Because I can't help who I've just so happened to have been lucky enough to be near, can I? So, and the stories wouldn't seem so good if there wasn't like. Oh, this felt, you know, because...
He's desperately avoiding name dropping right
exactly,
now.
Yes. Oh, I am. I'm doing anything not to say a band. And band.
So, yeah. Right, let's get on with the game then, shall we? That went exactly as I hoped. Right, category number one. Let's roll the balls.
Ooh.
This is quite a broad church of a category. The best stroke worst present you've ever given or received.
I've got a really awful one.
Right, let's have it.
When I was 11 years old, my grandmother gave me an ivory necklace.
Oh.
And she gave it to me and then told me never to wear it out because it's illegal.
What a present.
And then I asked why it was illegal, and there were tears when I found out what it was made of. I still have it. You can't get rid of that easily. Am I going to sell it? No.
Yeah, what can you do with ivory, like, once you're done with it? Can you recycle it? Can
you move out of your mum's house and you leave it in your mum's house.
Fair enough.
Is it like teeth material?
It's...
Is it tusk material?
No, I know.
Oh, is it made out of the same stuff teeth are made of?
Yes, that's what I meant. So, because you can't burn teeth, can you?
Nobody else thinks that's the weirdest sentence a human has ever said who's apparently not a killer.
Has anyone tried to burn teeth?
Because I thought you should have introduced yourself. I'm Essie Sears and I'm not a killer.
Yeah. I love my children, but when they put those teeth under the pillow, I do go down the garden.
Sorry, did you do you not listen to my set? I hate my kids. I hate them. They're pricks.
I love fire.
I was just thinking how you might dispose of them, of the necklace. So in my head, I was a step ahead of everyone because I'd said it in my head. Yeah. Or maybe we could burn it. And then I said out loud, oh, you can't burn teeth, can you?
Well, dental records, you know, how they identify people.
I think that's true. I think it's true of all bones, right? Because even I'm so sorry for this is not funny. But even in a crematorium, they have to mash up the bones after.
What do they?
Yeah, they have to like grind them up like a giant wood.
Like in a like in a Nutribullet.
Yes, that's how I'm imagining they do it. Yeah. One bone by one.
Yeah. Also, in a crematorium, you only get a section of the ashes. You don't get all of them.
What do they do with the rest?
What do you mean?
You only, well, otherwise, it'd be massive.
What?
What do they do with the rest of them then? Just put them in the bin?
Yeah, get rid of them.
The category is best stroke, worst present you've ever given or received.
The worst present I've got was my nan.
He didn't even get his whole nan.
I don't think they just give you a part of the ashes.
No,
they don't. No.
Somebody get on Google, please.
Right, has anyone in the audience burnt a body before?
Colin!
I got away with it.
Three of us are from Merthyr. Surely one of us has burnt a body.
No one's even tried. No one's even tried.
Disposed is a very different question.
In the taff.
The best and worst present you've ever given or received. Let's stay on. Esseth. Esseth. Got gifts to talk about?
When I got married, one of my best friends gave me a hideous present, which I smashed up.
Yes.
Was it Morgan's nan's bones?
Necklace made of teeth.
I love the idea of someone giving you their nan as a wedding present. Actually, I'd love that.
Something very important to me.
Oh no, it was hideous. It was like this massive. The thing is, it wasn't too bad, but it was like a wine bottle holder made out of slate. So it looked fine, but it was engraved. Don't like engraved things. Like with the wedding date and the names and stuff. No! And it was massive. Like, we were moving house, basically, after we got married. And I just was like, I'm not carrying this on the van just to put it in the attic. So I went out into the garden with a sledgehammer. Smashed it to bits.
Oh my god!
So there's a house in Stradmeirig in Ceredigion where in the garden it's just like dotted about. Like a body!
You say my name.
You can't burn slate.
Priya, at least you know how to get rid of your ivory necklace now.
Jesus, give it to Essie.
Smash it to pieces.
I can't believe that you saying you can't burn teeth didn't lose the audience, but you talking about a slate gift you got given, they're like, this woman is insane.
You're a grateful person.
I was
paid extra for that.
Yeah, I was way ahead of Marie Kondo. Imagine if I'd written a book before her and it was just about smashing up slates. Does this slate bring you joy? No, it fucking doesn't.
I'd buy that on Audible with like my free credit. So
and it's very Welsh as well. It's a very Welsh pastime, smashing up slates.
Just like our ancestors.
Yes. I was. So in a way, you could say I was honouring them.
Morgan?
I think the worst gift I've given...
Cunnilingus.
All the girls on the panel giggling. Yeah.
Very much me younger would have thought that was a gift.
You're welcome, ladies.
Yeah, you move, you grow.
That was referenced in his set earlier. Obviously, this isn't going out on the podcast. It looks like I'm just heckling you about oral sex.
Yeah, it sounds like
the
biggest creep in the green room. And it's carrying on the whole cunnilingus chat backstage.
It's working.
I mean, it is a Larry's birthday.
Like, it is 1,000% a room I want to go around. Weird Morgan loves cunnilingus. We should book him.
He's like, he's going to get the feminist gigs.
Yeah, me on the guilty feminist. I'm a feminist, but you want me.
That's staying in. Anyway, if you've got a real answer.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yes, the worst gift I've given is at school. Oh, I went to school with Katie. You know this person. Hi, Katie. You know, at school, it was just a present. I drew a picture of someone for their birthday because I could draw. But at the time, I could only draw
ladies. Yeah.
But I didn't draw as like one of the French girls. I could only do caricatures. So. So doing like a seaside one. So I just gave a picture of someone that just exaggerated all their flaws. At the time, I just thought this was a very good a picture. They'll love this. Not going, look at you and your big teeth.
Which you can't burn. I can't burn them.
You can't burn them, obviously. It was Liz Lyle. It was Liz Lyle. It was
We talked about using people's real names in the green room.
Oh, did we? Oh, sorry.
Oh no, I don't care. But I'm looking her up on Facebook. I'm making not even a metal note. I'm making.
Morgan
note.
Was too busy telling everyone he loves cunnilingus.
That is a shit. That is a shit present. You're right. O'Leary.
I think I can talk about the two presents I received today. So the
spicy.
No, but they are shit.
The cake.
The cake was lovely. I got Colin the caterpillar.
To be clear,
backstage. That's why we all have chocolate around our mouths. We're all getting to a Colin.
We cut it with a bit of cardboard. Yeah.
Also, Vix got me a full size Colin the caterpillar, and then got four minis. She was like, in case you didn't want to share it. I was like, what kind of monster do you think I am that I take home a full Colin caterpillar and just what? Start at the face and make my way to the end on my own, like the world's maddest twiglet.
Don't pretend you wouldn't love that.
I would have done it actually. I've had two gifts today, and one, right, my friend, I can't think of a fake name, Plorna Lichard.
Everyone on the panel knows who that is.
Yeah, but you should. She gave me, she bought, and it was beautifully wrapped. And I was like, what is this? And I opened it up, and it was clothes that she was going to give to Oxfam. But the Oxfam is near my house. She was like, I just thought you might want them before I threw them out.
First dibs.
And I obviously didn't want them because they were horrific. And she was like, well, you can just drop them off yourself.
Happy birthday.
When I instigated the happy birthday, but was crying.
But weren't they her clothes?
They were her clothes. That
so
she
you
was
were quite rude about them.
No, but they were the clothes that she wanted to throw out. But she was like, I can't. I
but
made
she didn't
it.
Buy them.
Yeah, but what happened was she travelled the 2 miles to my house and couldn't be bothered to go the 50 meters to the Oxfam, so gave them to me.
She lovingly wrapped them for you.
She hadn't washed them.
A sustainable queen.
She has three cats,
were underwear.
Just for reference.
She has three cats, thank you. Because they were covered in cat hair. I was like, thank you. Mm. Thank you. That was gift one.
Oh no, there's more.
Yeah, there's more. The second gift, my brother sent me. He'd done like a little photo shoot for my birthday. And he's I really need to explain this. He is a farmer. He was holding a cow and he'd like, I think like felt tipped on the cow, Penbluth Happis, happy birthday. And he's quite a big, like big farmer boy. And he was picking it up and smiling, but the cow is shitting. Those are my two presents. And I actually, you can look at this. I put it up on Twitter, but he sent me about 12 photos of this cow shitting.
In various degrees
of shit pouring out of him. I was like, what are you trying to say, though? And I could only put the photo up of the cow's face turned away because I was like, I bet there's lots of vegetarians on Twitter and they don't want to see how distressed this cow looks after having been felt tip penned on. And I was thinking, I was like, that's going to stay on him. Imagine seeing that at the abattoir. Sorry, it got real dark. Happy birthday to me. They're two quite shit presents.
They are quite shit.
Your Colin the Caterpillar did very, very well in comparison to Oxfam clothes and a cow shitting.
Sean, are you going to follow that?
Two cows. No, for my 24th birthday, somebody who was a fan of my former band bought me a fleshlight. Couple of pervs in the room.
Was it a female?
It could have been either because it was.
Whoa, hang on. Whoa, what?
Yes, right.
What is a fleshlight?
A fleshlight. Right. So here we go.
Get his mic out.
I did the same.
I got my phone on me. 2 seconds. So there we go.
So basically, it's in the shape of a big flashlight, big black flashlight. But you unscrew the top, and inside is inside my one was a rubber anus for me to use for masturbation. That's a flashlight.
That's fine. I've seen them. I just didn't know that was the name.
Oh, there you go. No.
Yeah.
So yes,
it's the woman of the world.
But
I'm just sat back really smug now. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
But was it like one? Was it like a personalised? Because you know.
No. Thank God. Okay. No. Thank God.
But molded on someone's actual butthole.
Yeah.
Well, it must have been on somebody's. Somewhere must have been cast for this. But yes. And the thing is, like, I didn't know him that well. They were like, oh, I've got you this present. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I was like, a fucking torch. I don't want a torch.
Like, switch it up.
Yeah.
It'll brighten you up.
Yeah. Anyway. And then I took the top off. And I was like, ooh, what was this? This torch is silicone-y. And then, I took it home and lost it. So I don't know where that's gone. So that disappeared from my house. In the same way the ivory necklace has just disappeared, I guess. But
you did it in my mum's house.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
The priest's house. Then Essa took it in the garden and smashed it up.
Bits of a flashlight scattered around the garden.
Yeah, you can't burn silicone bumholes.
I mean, silicone is also quite hard to smash.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because you said I'd smash it up. I
had a go.
Smash it up.
Oh, not like a gas.
Imagine though, you know when you used to get like a careers officer coming to your school and they'd be like, you know, oh well, I think you'd be really suited as a primary school teacher. Or I think maybe you could work in aerospace. You can be a model for the the flashlight.
But what sort of teacher would you have to be like, hey kids, I've got an idea for you. This is what you should do in your own. That's dreadful.
Though it would be brilliant, you know, like when it's your first day in the office, there's orienteering, and they go, say a fun fact about yourself. And you always struggle with things to say. And you just go, there's a fleshlight based on my arm.
The generic anal fleshlight is based on me.
Yeah.
Oh. My generic arm.
No one's going to forget you in that interview, are they?
No.
Fair point.
Are they like fingerprints?
They won't employ you.
are they all individually, like, if you didn't have fingerprints, could they take a print of your.
I hope so, because I hate to think that I've got an asshole twin out there. I hope mine is unique to me.
Yeah.
Shall we move on?
That would be a great episode of Long Lost Family, wouldn't it?
Like that episode on Friends with the hand twin. Any of this usable, Vix?
My this isn't usable, but it is hilarious. My friend, when she was a teenager,
I don't edit these.
She is from Swansea, and her boyfriend thought he was going to go to prison. So as a parting gift, he did make a dildo molded on his dick, and she was like, "Why would I ever want this on any level?" But she does still have it. Sorry, I told you not usable, but quite funny.
Did he go to jail?
No.
That's awkward.
Yeah. She was like, "Well, I've got all I need now." So
he didn't go because he managed to burn the teeth.
Nice. Category is unpopular opinions, and I'm quite frightened. We'll start on this end this time. Sean, what is your unpopular opinion?
Oh, here we
Jesus
go.
Jesus Christ.
Everything. Unpopular opinion.
Fingering his mullet.
Yeah. I literally got his haircut yesterday to look as ignorant as possible just for this. I thought, oh, audio podcast. You'll definitely be able to hear the mullet. Trying to whip the mic. Unpopular opinion. I hate every single person who rides a bike. Push bike. Just stop it. It's annoying. We get it. Oh, you like fitness? Oh, do you? Oh, I paid £2,000 for this light bike. Just buy a heavy £100 one and do your fitness on that, innit, you prick. Also, if you wanted to wear skin tight clothing and have a sore ass, just go down the sex club. Don't be on the fucking roads in my way.
COP26 is happening as we speak.
Yeah. I've just closed my eyes and I'm just trapped behind them in traffic and I get off here. So yeah, that's it.
Is
well
that?
Yeah.
All right.
Unless we've got an audience of bikers in that. <then you're laughs>
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's too late now. Yeah.
Shit. Sorry guys.
Larry?
Okay, I'm quite nervous about this one. But you must remember it's not even an opinion, it is a fact.
Uh-oh.
It is a fact, but people are gonna hate it. Oh God, but it is a fact. So it's vegetarians or vegans with pet cats and dogs.
Shut up.
Do you feel the same?
Oh my God, they shouldn't be allowed.
You have more blood on your hands than me.
They shouldn't be allowed.
It's fine, like have it, but you're not allowed to call yourself a vegetarian.
No.
Because you buy more meat than I do.
You literally keep in a hostage from another species for your own entertainment.
Yeah.
Fucking give it up, or you're not a vegan.
I have a friend who is a vegan, and she's like a hardcore vegan, and she got a dog this summer. And I'm like, what do you think your dog eats? She's like, yeah, your dog, like, the dog needs to eat meat, though. And I'm like, yeah, but you wanted the dog as much as I want this steak.
Exactly. Oh.
I know it's controversial, but isn't it correct?
No.
Yeah. It's correct.
My cat would still be eating meat even if it didn't live in my house.
Yes, but if you euthanized it, it wouldn't be eating meat and you'd save so many other lives.
That is true.
Oh, it's maths. Morgan, he does maths.
Your unpopular opinion is that I should kill my cat.
Yeah, we just have a tanny of cats and deaths. All my lethal doses and dogs.
I think it's absolutely fine if you want to own a pet cat and a pet dog, but just be aware that the meat that you are buying for your pet cat and pet dog is way worse than the beautiful steak that I'm buying.
Yes!
Yes! Oh God, I feel like a god. Right, here are my other moments. Yeah, yeah.
You get an extra point for that because the audience approved. The
yes!
audience approval, right? You got
I like how you said the audience as opposed to one member in the darkness. Everyone else very quiet.
Well, that's how it works, guys. If you really agree, you've got to jump in. I will allocate points according. Right, Morgan, you.
it's really unpopular.
Pretty going to give you the close line from hell.
I'm already so angry.
My unpopular opinion is cuddling is rubbish.
A callback to something the podcast listeners don't know.
Sorry.
Because they're all virgins.
No, my unpopular, but oh my God, am I going to say this to a room full of nice people? Yeah. Sometimes I do think you should be allowed to shout at customer services.
Unpopular.
I mean, that's yeah. There's a very big vibe here.
Yeah, I know.
Which you've created.
I know. I do feel bad, but I think you just can be. You know, I think you can be on minimum wage and a bit of a cunt. But I don't think it's mutually exclusive.
Is there not, yeah. Can those two things not be related, Morgan?
I know 100% there's correlation and causation, but I know
they don't care about your Zara return, Morgan, because they're on minimum wage.
I'm just saying, I can if nothing gets done, am I not allowed to be annoyed at anybody because you're on £5?
I love how everyone else on the panel is keeping quiet. You're not taking us down with you.
They're like desperately looking at us for approval, and we're like, nah, you're
a hero. Vegans. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. Everyone that's a cyclist, they save the planet. Yeah, aren't they cunts? Aren't they cunts?
Yes. Correct. Correct, Morg. Yes, I agree. Yeah. With that one, I agree. Yeah. Crazy one you're on now. I cannot. No.
Can't follow you down this path, Morgan.
Well, I used to work in the Cardiff International Hotel. We might be famous because it has a 1-star hotel. Ooh. And I used to work as a chambermaid. And I got paid £3.50 per hour.
Did you wear a little outfit?
No, I had to wear an apron. And what
year is it? What century is it?
Real hotel.
Who are you?
Pot of piss.
On the Balfour Roundabout in Tongwynlais.
That doesn't explain anything.
Oh, in our case.
No, I'm explaining the centuries
are
back.
You was
yeah, I used to. This is a genuinely true story. I got fired from that job because she said, you do not meet the professional standards of this hotel. And there was cum on the wall.
Yeah, it was you as well.
We were not in a bedroom.
That's and
we
were.
It was absolutely. But. I'm just saying, even though I was on £3.50 an hour, I still had no right to speak to some of the people I did there. The way I did, I deserve to be shouted at. And I refuse, I'm the only one.
I love that you're using the fact that you were once shit at a job to like, like that's not a clarification.
Yeah. We're all horrific, am I right? Yeah, so I lost this round. That's fine.
Don't worry, I've got you. I think what's massively overrated is the Muppets.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. Told you. I think Sesame Street is head and shoulders above the Muppets. Someone tried to say to me, someone was trying to kind of turn me back round and say, oh, well, what about the Muppets Christmas Carol? Worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it's so inane. And Michael Caine, for fuck's sakes. See, I'm getting them. I'm starting to get them right.
I'm so happy.
I mean, sorry, because it's like Elmo shits on everyone in the Muppets.
Oh, is Elmo not a Muppet?
No,
Sesame Street.
I agree with you then.
Thank you.
I just don't understand it, but I do agree with you. Elmo is the best out of all of them.
Yes.
Elmo on late night chat shows where it's like Elmo After Dark is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Cool. I can do a Cookie Monster impression.
Come on then.
I love Cookie, meow, meow, meow.
See, they all laugh.
Yeah.
Hey. C is for Cookie, O is for Cookie.
That's down your song if you know the Cookie Monster song. Sing it with me.
Morgan's now in the lead. How did that happen?
sorry.
Apparently, my love language is Cookie Monster. Priya?
Oh, I think that sea exploration and space exploration is not only a waste of time, but an actively bad thing that humanity does. One person agrees with me.
Oh, I think that's a good opinion.
Oh.
Yeah, I do as well. I completely agree.
Oh,
I
just look at whenever I'm desperate to get people to love her.
Look, all I want.
I think
all I want is one person in the dark to agree with me.
I believe having a massive carbon footprint is a bad thing.
No, I don't care about the carbon footprint.
I don't like government cuts.
I think murdering is wrong.
But she does own ivory jewellery.
Lads, I don't give a shit about the carbon footprint. I just think if you want to see squid that much, you should die. It shouldn't be allowed. Get out of the sea, you stupid idiot. And generally, when I say I hate the sea and I don't think we should go in it, people are like, but I fucking love the sea. And I'm like, oh, well, fucking go on your own and die by squid. I don't care.
Didn't you didn't you swim today? Did you wild swim today, Illyria?
I went for a lovely wild swim today,
I hope you get eaten by a squid.
Why? And How many squids do you think are in the Bristol Channel?
Let's not get into this, because you and I both know there's more than you think. There's fucking sharks in the Thames. Nah.
So I understand where you're coming from. So a few weeks ago, I was in Portugal. Brag, sorry, name drop. Thank you. And I saw a fish, and it really freaked me out in the sea. And then I went, of course it freaked me out. I only ever swim in South Wales in the Bristol Channel, which has been biologically dead for like 50 years. I was like, I prefer it when I know the only thing that's in there is shopping bags and like jellyfish. I saw a fish, I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, it's a beautiful sea full of life. I was like, no. So I am actually with you on this.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I was with you until I'm suddenly realizing, do you mean paddling?
I mean, anyone who goes in the sea is a fucking idiot.
Paddling.
Whoa, back in this conversation.
Now it's getting
include David Attenborough in that. When he does his Blue Planet thing, I'm like, what are you doing, David? Get out.
Someone just audibly gasped there. That was absolutely phenomenal. I hope we all caught that.
Don't talk about David Attenborough. You get his name out of your mouth.
You know that little pod that they go in where they're like, this is the deepest we've ever explored the Mariana Trench. Don't. It's waste of time.
You know what?
The squid are going to get us.
The thing that I'm enjoying most about this is I genuinely thought, after me and Morgan talked about pet euthanasia and hating poor people, we thought we'd be the bad guys, but then it was people despising on the Muppets and David Attenborough. And I'd be like, actually, we come across as quite charming now, Morgan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Yeah, all right.
I love paddling.
I couldn't give a fuck. I don't think you should be allowed to do it.
Post novio.
What if you're paddling one day, right, and a shark gets you? That's stupid.
It's not coming that close in, surely.
They do, though. No. Yeah, and then when they do, they get real angry about it. What?
Yeah, they get beached. No shark is going to be able to attack you from ankle depth.
I think we should have a 20-mile perimeter around the coast where no human is allowed to go.
That would be
Cardiff. I could still paddle.
No, because it's you'd have to go...
You sound like Nigel Farage.
So this is the coast. This is a 20-mile perimeter. Yeah. This is as far as you're allowed. There's a big wall. Don't go near the sea. Yeah.
Trump.
Okay.
Here we go. Stop him.
Aquatic Trump.
I'll be the aquatic Trump. If that's what it takes. I do not want to ever see another episode of Blue Planet get made.
Build a wall.
Build that hole. Build.
It's disgusting.
Barrage? Fuck the RNLA, that's what I say. Fuck them all.
Paul for the wall.
Sink them all.
Wales on match day.
I used to work in a curry house, so I've got loads of match day stories, and most of them involve people nearly drowning in a bowl of korma.
Stay away from the
sounds like
coast.
People would come in after the match, and we'd like, there would be like a booking book? No.
A booking book, yeah.
Surely not. But it would be marked out match days, and we'd have to stay later because wankers would come in after the match. And genuinely what would happen is we'd have a group of 20, all of them would be hammered, one of them would be more hammered than the rest. They'd all order curry, one of them would fall asleep in their curry, and then the rest would just carry on eating their dinner. And my job would be to be like, should she be here? And they were like, don't worry, she'll wake up in a bit, she's having a lovely time. And that would go on till 3 a.m. And do you know what, it would get like 2 a.m. and we'd start having sing-alongs where we'd have like big old groups of choirs like warring, singing Cal on Lan, and I've never fucking hated that song more. Just like trying to take someone's curry order and being like, I can't get you a Cal on Lan, will you take a chicken tikka masala, will you get the fuck out. Horrible. Fuck match days.
That laugh was iconic. match day story.
When I was in uni, I went with the Welsh Society because I wasn't Welsh enough for some reason.
Where'd you go to uni?
Cardiff. So it wasn't even like I'd gone abroad and tried to find my own people. Everyone was my own people anyway.
She's not like other Welsh people. She's a cool Welsh person.
I went all in on the Welsh. So we went on a rugby trip to Paris and we didn't have tickets. We were just going on the lash. And we were stood in this square quite late at night after the game. And there was a group of teenage boys, French teenage boys. You know what they're like. And one of them, from nowhere, karate kicked me in the stomach. Like, we weren't even interacting with her.
Just didn't like the look of you.
I was just we were waiting for a taxi. Like, I was minding my own business.
Did they make a noise?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so I was on the floor. I thought I was dying.
Why are we laughing at this? Because she's still alive. All right. Oh, yeah.
Someone rang an ambulance, but I'm not convinced it was an ambulance. It was just like a tiny white van. And I was asked if I wanted to take with me my friend who could speak fluent French or a guy I fancy. Who could speak no word of French. And I took the guy I fancy.
Was it the same guy that karate chopped you in the stomach?
I was double down, like nearly into myself, and I was still on it, like, yeah, bring him.
I've got a bed for us.
Not to support the French guy that karate kicked you in the stomach, but how amazing would you feel if you karate kicked someone and they ended up in an ambulance? I'm so good at that.
But then, so we went to hospital, and obviously neither of us could speak French. And it transpired over the next few hours, they thought I was pregnant. So they did, because they thought I was pregnant, they ran loads of tests, which cost a fucking load of money. And I didn't get anywhere with the guy.
Thought you were pregnant. Yeah. Oh, fuck this.
They were having a lot of angry conversations with him in French.
So the moral of that story is learn French.
Do you think learning French would have stopped you getting kicked in the stomach? Is that all that was? I don't know what stop is in French, but just shout, running around shouting stop.
When Monsieur,
Non kick!
Well, as it said, you know what French boys are like. I don't think any of us expected the second part of that to be like, so then I got randomly karate kicked in the stomach.
Oh, French boys, known for their karate. Big martial arts fans, the French.
That's fucking mental. Yeah. What a mental story.
Yeah. I know. Like,
that's pretty fucking rude.
I like the idea of the French doctor going, could you be pregnant? And you turn at the boy and going,
not yet.
Not yet. See how this goes. I did choose
maybe
him over
by
my
the
friend.
End of the night.
Did you know that they thought that you were pregnant? Like, at what point were you like, why are they asking for a sample of my urine when I've been kicked in the stomach? Like, at what point, like, when they took you for an ultrasound, like,
I had
like
an x-ray.
This has gone wrong.
Why did they keep saying contraception?
I don't know. They obviously asked me questions and I was pretending to understand.
Touching your stomach and winking at the guy next to you.
Oui, oui. Go on, Morgan. No more questions, Your Honour.
The worst thing I did on match day, I was walking by, saw a stranger, karate kicked her on the stomach. Anyway,
so pretending I was French. I was wearing my stripy top and onions.
I'll get away with it if she thinks I'm French, you know, like.
Proper Clouseau in it around town. I did karate kick Esther's in the stomach. The worst thing...
first thing I did during match day. The worst thing. I used to play with Pentagon Rugby Club up the club. Of the road, beg my pardon, on the A470. And one day for match day, we played a game which was whoever could get the fastest black eye themselves, they wouldn't have to pay for a drink for the rest of the night.
Do you know what? I doubted you were from Merthyr for so long. For ages, I was like, he's talking shit about my town and he's never fucking been there. And now I'm like, oh, but you're getting a black eye first? Of course he's from Merthyr.
Oh, I should take you, get yourself your own black eye. You weren't getting someone else a black eye. If you can make yourself have a black eye the quickest.
Or punching yourself.
Yeah.
That's even dafter than I first thought. I thought you would like going around town trying to stir up trouble until you were punched.
Oh
by
no,
somebody.
No! I was only joking. I was
I wasn't joking.
Yeah. I said we were hitting ourselves like heads against the tables or asking the other person to hit us.
Oh well, that makes me. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Are you playing this game right now?
Yeah. The first one to go cross-eyed. Yeah, that's why there was the match day. I didn't win. took too long. I had to pay for every single drink. Nightmare.
Wow.
I love how every time we've played this game, Vic starts off so enthusiastic. And like halfway through, you just see her face drop.
I choose to be here. choice. Larry, what are you?
Okay, so look, guys, I don't have a match day story, but I once had sex with a guy who plays rugby for Wales. Thank you.
Haven't we all?
Okay. No, hang on. Are you putting? Okay. Are you giving a point for that?
Yeah,
that's
lap point.
Fucking legend.
Thank you.
Well, who was it?
He is on the bench a lot.
He's for the under what?
Lying down.
Cover the microphone and give us the name.
He wears a little bib, and he also never spoke to me afterwards. Okay, cool. No, don't feel sorry for me. I'm a legend. I got a legend point.
And now you've got a pity point. But you'll take it.
Whatever. I'll take it. A point's a point. I'll tell you later, Morgan, but it is a good one.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, he's the one that got England out of the... Okay.
Well, you've just told everybody. You may as well finish this. Just give us the name.
He's the one who got England out of the World Cup.
She wants people to know.
Right, so there's got to be somebody in here who's a Welsh rugby fan.
Just come with a microphone and tell us.
No, because now I'm blushing and I feel a bit gross that I've given you that.
Is it Lee Halfpenny? Is it Lee Halfpenny?
No, obviously I couldn't get Lee Halfpenny.
You would have opened by being like, hi, oh,
I went to school with someone that was Lucy Jones. And she was... Can we order it, please?
Halfpenny, I would not be doing comedy. I'd be on Now magazine every day. Does it come out daily? I don't know.
That's not what happens to people who shag Welsh rugby players.
No. You just carry on with your life of disappointment.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, you just know when I used to shag that PE teacher.
Yeah. That would get you into some magazines. anyway, Sean?
He shagged the whole team.
Yeah, again.
When he was playing rugby for Wales.
Yeah. I don't think I've got him. I despise
this
it.
This was
I
literally just your idea for a category.
No, it wasn't, though.
Yes,
the other
it was.
No, it wasn't.
I could show you the text.
And I did.
Yeah, these are all random,
do you know
by
what
the
then?
Way.
Do you know what? Do that, then. Because I'm so confident that I've got no match day stories. This wasn't my... You sent me... Shall we do match day stories? And I went,
That's definitely not how it happened. Yeah.
The balls have just randomly come out with match day stories.
I had some Welsh special categories for the room.
And that's why I dressed up in my Welsh gear.
For the listeners.
Jesus Christ, yeah, that's true. Wait there.
He dressed up for the listeners.
They'll get it now. There you go.
For the listeners, he's rubbing the microphone on his chest in a
when
way
it says
that
twin tongue.
Looks like a breakdown. So, yeah. Right, nil pois for Sean. All right, then.
Oh, cool. I can't even explain my hatred for it, but no, carry on.
Come on, then.
No, it's your show. Carry on.
But you still want to win, though, don't you?
No. No, not because I'm not getting... It's not my birthday, and I'm not getting pity points. There's no way... Four of us are winning this.
Why do I feel like I'm losing?
You're deaf.
No, five of you would have to win if you did the maths.
Are you playing it?
No, I can just count, babe.
You are? Yeah, but if you're not playing, how can you win? So like you're
there
you're
are five of the panellists.
Oh, you know, yeah, Vic fixes
and I said four, so four, like, she's going to win.
I don't know what's
and then how many of us left. Vix, count how many contestants are left after you take one from five. I'm from Earth, mind.
I don't understand
four,
your point.
Four.
Anyway. You're like, four of us can't win. I was like, no, if you believe one could win, then four of you could lose. Do you know what? I
wouldn't have signed up for this if I'd known there was so much math.
Yeah. It's like countdown. It's
all
like
I know with certainty is that Sean's from Merthyr.
Countdown.
Lloyd Williams, really.
I an aneurysm. I'm angry and I can smell toast.
Sean's having a stroke.
Oh, are we doing a new category?
Yeah, we are.
Can I go with the fruit machine?
Ooh. Oh. Is it the last category? Morgan, what's the time?
Oh, someone's it read the rules.
20 to 10.
No, it's not. You blind?
What?
22:10.
It's 21:38. Vix, we've established your
what
awful
amount. What is happening?
Right, you were shit doing
guys,
numbers.
22 to 10. sorry about that, guys.
Yesterday I was told to be somewhere by 7:10. Confusing, isn't it? Yeah.
20%.
I don't know what's happening anymore. Yes, you can play Fruit Machine.
Thank you.
Esith. Right. I need an audience member to give me a number between 1 and 4. Colin. 3, right,
all right.
Good choice.
$3
bill.
All right. And again.
What's Fruit Machine?
What's Fruit Machine? For anybody else who didn't read the rules.
No one reads my emails. Everyone's played before. And again, Colin. Another number. Obviously not number 3 because we've already had it. All right, yeah.
So I have a chance here to win someone else's point.
Yeah.
How?
So Colin, you've got 2 and 4 left. Is it 2 or is it 4? 4. Mm-hmm. All right. Right then, we're still going to have to do the category, but now we're doing it blind because nobody's going to know. Well, you don't know the points anyway, unless you've been looking at my score sheet, which you all have. We're going to finish on irrational dislikes.
Isn't that the same as unpopular opinion?
No.
It's a different thing.
What happened to weirdest venue?
Well, we've only got one category left.
It's okay. Well, that's the one I prepared.
And it's random, so. Sean, because you called me out on that, and now you have to die on the cross that you built yourself. So,
can we start on that end?
This whole show's a scam. Everybody listening, you've been fooled. You're fools for listening to this. It's a scam. Carry on. Sorry, dude.
What's your irrational dislike, Sean?
Game shows, right? Can everybody else go first? Because this is the only one I didn't prepare for. So I just
you
quickly
also didn't. Were you prepared for match day?
No, God no.
Why?
God
lie?
No. All right then. Well, sorry,
oh,
guys.
You've
no
all
answer,
seen
no
the
answer from
now,
me.
Guys.
Move on.
Yeah.
Ruined I mean, because I thought this was the same as unpopular opinions, I'm gonna have to say the C again.
God.
But I really do mean it.
It's almost like she has an agenda here.
I'll get him this time.
It's salty and it's gross and it's full of nightmares.
Pri, you
talk
didn't
about the sea.
You didn't win them over.
The walls of that hotel. I'm saying the sea. And I'm fucking sticking with her.
Esith, you might want a counsellor to come up with a better answer.
Is it French people who karate
the
kick
sea
you?
Is also coming for us. Like, we live in Cardiff.
Oh my gosh,
she's
still
water
talking about it.
I think
still
this
look
is
at
not
her
irrational. But yeah, I'm sensing from the audience. I might want to shut up. Okay. I didn't know I was speaking to a room full of marine biologists, but all right.
But I think you got it wrong because you're trying to reason. You're trying to defend yours with rationale. It's supposed to be rational.
Yeah,
isn't
but
it?
It's not working, is it? So it is illogical.
She's got you there, Morgan.
Here's my irrational hater. This is why I do it all. Because mine's proper irrational. Can I go to mine? I don't know. I don't
why
know
not?
Why I don't like this. I don't like Meryl Streep.
It's irrational. I don't know why. My mother has it with Leonardo DiCaprio.
We know why Leonardo DiCaprio, because he's a wrong'un.
I don't know.
One person knows.
Priya, you were rationally disliking Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think it's irrational. He only sleeps with 25-year-olds.
But also really cares about the environment, and we know,
oh, fuck
does
that. He fucking does he? What a
performer. He only cares about the environment because he wants the world to be better for all the children that he's got to bring up and then ultimately date later on.
I think it's really easy to care about the environment from a yacht.
Yeah. And I have seen him being papped from the sea a lot.
International water and all that lore. Oh.
Do you not even like her in The Devil Wears Prada?
I don't know that film.
Oh.
You're not even trying to like her, are you?
No, it's irrational. I'm doubling down on the irrational. I don't know. You said, what's irrational? I said, this is irrational. You went, you pig. And then you I don't know why.
Does she remind you of someone?
Don't know.
Let's delve.
I pay someone good money to have these conversations.
I'm very well trained. Bones.
Yeah. I don't know. Why don't I? There was a relative I really didn't like, but they wouldn't. Whenever I was being babysat, they would just lock me in a room and just put Mamma Mia on.
Oh, that'll do it.
You're such a child. Fucking hell. Adult when Mamma Mia came out. Really
also, actually, so was Morgan. Who was locking a 22-year-old man and playing Mamma Mia? What age were you when you
was in prison?
I was a kid.
I feel like you weren't.
You was. Absolutely weren't.
When did Mamma Mia come out?
How old are you?
2014.
Imagine if he's like, I'm 16.
2008.
How do you know that?
I was 14.
He definitely knows
you
that.
You were 14 in 2008. Fuck off.
Yep, he was.
Oh, thanks for saying I look old.
I think. How are we the same age?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
But also remember,
I'm younger than you. I'm the youngest person in this panel. What the fuck's going on here?
Morgan, I'm sorry that you threw us with your story about being a chambermaid. We think you're 140.
In your little apron.
Yeah.
I did that job when I was 15, 2009.
All right. You did like Meryl Streep. Hello.
Oh, okay. You know what? It's similar to Morgan, but I actually think I've got good reasons. So I cannot watch these two actors and they physically repel me. And the first one is Eddie Redmayne. And I think that's fair. He's got a shivery, wet mouth, and I don't like it. I don't like it. And the second guy, oh, God, what's he called? I've forgotten his name.
Henry Saville, is it?
Yeah, because I've had half a bottle of wine. His name is Henry Cavill, and I can't watch him. He makes me feel sick. I hate Henry. I can't watch anything Henry Cavill is in. Yeah, Superman? We know the guy. Does anyone else? Is
the
anyone
Witcher.
Else repulsed by him? Yes, women are... He makes women feel uncomfortable, doesn't he? But he's incredibly embarrassing.
Who cares?
Even in
so cringe.
Even in Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh no, I can't. He's got a big head and big earnest eyes, and I go, look away.
Sincerity is repulsive to Larry.
Okay, it really turns me. I'm like, for why are you sincere? Do you know what I mean?
Only Wales International people that don't text back for Larry.
I cannot watch Henry Cavill or Eddie Redmayne in anything.
Wet mouth.
Yeah, he does. Do you mean it's very wet and shaky? Like if a dog was a mouse.
Or like the sea.
Are you with me? Again, if
that is nice to look at. The sea. What was that 2 seconds in between that?
That's a weird beat, wasn't it? There's no explanation for it.
It feels mean, but I also don't think they care about my opinion, so I think it's fine.
Yeah, I reckon. We're going to tweet them about it. Sean?
You asked me and then came back. Irrational. I don't know if it's rational. Mine's is just rational, I guess. I really hate and seem to be the only person who does hate Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
Beautiful. Oh.
Yeah. 100%.
Beautiful. My dad's giving you the thumbs up, Sean.
Beautiful.
Oh.
I think that's
for disliking him, that is.
Yeah. No.
It's not thumbs up for paedophilia.
Oh, no.
be when did this come out?
He married like
out,
a
yeah.
13-year-old,
14-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. Priscilla Presley
used to travel with a harem of
14 when they got married.
He had a harem of 14-year-old girls him on tour all the time, and he's obsessed with virginity. And then as soon as...
It was different times, though.
Oh, well, Larry.
Oh, my God. I guess I found my controversial opinion.
And that's the excuse literally every Elvis fan gives as well. But it was a different time back then.
Also, he stole a lot of music from black musicians, right? And peddled them off as his own.
Yeah, and then attested loads of...
You know that.
But check out the colour on those suede shoes.
You know that Elvis convention then they have in Barry.
Oh, it literally makes me blood red mad.
So it turns out it's basically now a paedophile convention.
Yeah, right. Of course it is. Yeah. It's like going. It's like all of us going. Oh, do you know what? Should we all dress up as Jimmy Savile for a laugh for the weekend and go to Postcode and take photos? And people publish books and say how brilliant the whole weekend was. No, you fucking losers. You're a paedophile. Grow up.
But maybe I will edit this.
Whoa, what a collection of songs.
This is how people are going to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio in 20 years.
Yeah.
My word.
Free will not let this go.
Absolutely edit that out. The thing with Leo, I know he's wrong, but he is fit.
What, now?
He was fit.
He gets fitter the older he gets.
Are you letting people off for crimes due to their fitness level?
Obviously.
Leonardo DiCaprio has been accused of nothing.
Yeah. How do you think I'm not incarcerated? I don't have the confidence to pull that off.
He's turning into Jack Nicholson.
Please do edit out the bit about me saying Leonardo DiCaprio's done crimes because I can't afford a lawyer.
This has turned into loose women now, and I don't know how it's happened.
Keep the bit in about me having sex with a rugby player.
Yeah. Lloyd Williams, isn't it?
It's a lie, but keep it in. Who was it?
Lloyd Williams.
Come on, Robin
Pye. He doesn't listen to podcasts, comedy podcasts.
Confirmed.
Look at the sweating from Larry right now.
I'm actually like, really
shall I do my irrational dislike?
Yeah, go on then.
So, I don't like when... parents dress their babies in those horrific headbands. You know when babies are really tiny, and usually it's girls, and when they don't have any hair, and they want people to know that they're girls. So they put these horrific things on their heads, and all it does is make them look like they've got cancer.
I hate it. I was all on board until that last sentence, and everyone recoiled.
I don't think I know these bands.
Still here.
It's you know the giant bows they put on. Yeah, yeah. Babies. So the babies are still purple.
You know, I thought you were talking about big daffodils.
We love those.
Daffodils.
So we're back on match day, are we?
My nan looked very different.
So I think bands are bad, but I do think what's worse is when these young baby girls have only just started growing hair and the mums are desperate to get them in a ponytail. So they will wrap a hairband around two strands of hair that pops at the top of their head.
Looking like a pink onion.
Yeah. They will scrape all the baby hair they can into one pathetic strand and be like, it's a girl.
Oh, well done, you're coming out of chemo.
Oh my God.
If we're talking about dressing up kids, I have an irrational dislike.
No, we can't just keep going all night. You had your chance.
Or can we? Go all night.
Parents that put kids in fashionable clothes. You know, like 3-year olds and they're
ripped. No, so cute.
No, 2-year old in ripped jeans. Wanker, a parent.
That are like too heavy for their silly little legs.
Yeah.
That is the cutest. Oh my God, are you kidding, baby Doc Martens?
That's the best. You know what? I hate my kids, but that's the best thing about having them is dressing them up.
That's the best thing. I just want to say that I had so much hair when I was a baby, like an obnoxious amount of hair as a newborn baby, that my mum couldn't fit it all in one bobble. Brand new.
Weirdest.
There's pictures of me
ever.
And it's weird. I look about 40 years old.
Right, that's enough of that. Right. That's
fair.
We're done here.
It's sad, Pri, that even as a baby you were too old for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who's not a paedophile as far as we know.
Give it 20 years.
Priya, while I'm doing the maths on the points, tell people where they can find you if they'd like to know more about Priya Hall.
If you'd like to know more about Priya Hall and my opinions on the sea, you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on iPlayer. I have a pilot out called Bina and Amrit and iPlayer, and I'd really love it if you watched
it. And it's actually, it's amazing. It's so good.
It's really good.
Imagine if one person on the panel went, yeah.
I mean, just click play, but like it's 10 minutes, so I don't know, do some skipping or something.
You don't have to be there for it.
Just put it on in the background.
It's really good. It's really, really good.
That's where you can find me.
Essa?
I'm on Twitter, worrying about a potential prolapse.
Whose?
It's weird that wasn't your irrational fear.
It's not irrational.
It's not irrational. It's not irrational.
I don't think she'd like it, but that's perfectly rational.
Am I allowed to promote a competing podcast?
No, because you haven't invited me on. So, Morgan, what are you doing?
I'm doing another podcast. Anyways,
everybody is.
Sorry to give that big thumb and hair. Sorry about that. You got a name. Sorry, that was very rude of me.
It's called the Xenial Dome, if you want to look it up. It's about people who were born between 1977 and 1985 and how we're legends. Because we had pen pals that we had to write letters to, but we also had to adapt really quickly to those massive fuck off brick phones. We've been through a lot.
I'm in. I'm sold on this, yeah.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Got some points from you.
I was only joking. I don't want to listen to that shit.
Cool. You can follow me on all the usual platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm on Morgan the Reese is my handle. I put those sketches and stand-up clips up. I've got a sketch show out next year. I think it's coming out in February on Comedy Central. So fingers crossed, look out for that. Guess what? I'm not in it. if you really want to hear about it, there will be people in there called Morgan. I thought I was playing. So, but it's actually a really funny show. Watch it. But do look out for that. A couple of bits and bobs. But other than that, just follow me on the socials. Thank you.
How do you get a clap for that? And we got nothing.
I went to school with Katie for about 11 years.
Bloody Katie.
We have three friends in the audience. Not a single fucking clap from them. I see you.
For your whole social handles, everybody. Here we go.
That was a slow
Only
clap.
Two of them clapped as well. I see you.
For the podcast, there's 20 of them.
There are 100. Fuck you. Yeah. Hilary?
I'm on Twitter. And if you want to see a picture of my little brother smiling whilst he's clutching a cow, shitting himself, then please, Twitter. Please, Twitter. And then I honestly think that's it. What else have I got going on? Not much. Cool. I'm going to finish this bottle of wine.
Are you doing Lorna's gig? Coming up?
You are.
No, I thought you were.
Oh.
You were doing the good one. I
do comedy occasionally. It's a laugh. It's fun. Fine. I don't know. What do I have to promote about myself? Okay, you can find me on Twitter or just following Davies coaches full of rugby players, apparently. That's my thing. You can grind people down, just have one. It can be done.
Sean?
Twitter and Instagram. Twitter is @SeanSmithSucks.
That sounded like Sean Smith Sacks.
Does anyone want to see Sean Smith's
That's my Twitter handle.
Well, like I've got an array of different satchels. What do you mean? Like
no, just your sacks. Your ball sacks. I'm so sorry. I got a question.
How many ball bags does your partner have? Because sacks. Nobody calls them sack. Like it's oh, a is sack it just the, is and just a sack.
Just the one?
Yeah, just the one.
Oh.
Have you genuinely
you
saying
make it
sacks?
Sound like I've been collecting testicle holders.
Wait,
I thought it was two sacks.
No, we will get like to the end of this podcast. We will.
Anyway, while she does that, at Sean Smith Sacks on Twitter.
It's not two sacks, four balls. I don't.
That's a Channel 4 show, isn't it?
Oh my God.
We've got to show her a flashlight later. We're so busy. Yeah.
I somehow managed to have two kids.
Talk about your podcast, Sean, for the love of God.
Are they both boys? Are either of them boys?
One of them is. Yeah.
One of them is.
Yeah.
With his four balls.
Yeah, with his array of sacks. With his array of luggage downstairs. What's he going? Anyway, at Sean Smith Sacks on Twitter, at Fake Sean Smith on Instagram, and those are the two social media platforms I cannot get verified on because I've got two terrible names on there. So, also, I do a podcast called Sapnin. Please check it out. It's me talking to people who are mainly in bands, but I've done some comedians.
You won't talk about the bands.
Yeah, can you just name drop one just for us? Who's the best person?
Oh. A tough one. Carl? Who's a good one?
Yeah, he meets really cool people.
Fuck it out.
Not even that bothered by the Offspring. So.
have you seen Dexter's Knob? Was that you?
No, not Dexter, Noodles. Noodles from
I
Offspring.
I knew you'd seen one of their knobs.
He was the first celebrity penis I've ever seen.
There we go.
How many sacks did he have?
Five. The standard five. Five sacks. Yes, Happening Podcast is wherever you get podcasts. Check
and
it out.
And you're also like in a band, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I do a band as well, which is really morbid and is nothing like, it's no fun whatsoever. It's me literally just spewing out my mental health and my. we're all laughing and I talk about my inevitable suicide. So, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Check it out, Raiders. Search Raiders UK because some American shits nicked it the week before we tried to get it. So Raiders UK on the streaming services if you want to hear me be miserable.
New single out, Animals. Good.
Thank you very much. My PR. Thank you very much.
Keeping him on message.
Yeah. yeah. That's it.
That's all. All right. Great. Well, it pains me to say it, but it's Esseth's fault. Morgan and Sean, it's a tie.
For first place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Martha, boys, we are you. We shag your women and we drink your beer with a la 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 la.
So
Martha, boys,
Morgan
are big
not
and strong.
So was I?
Yeah, with a sunny environment. I went in too high.
You fruit machines, a woman's points to Morgan, and now he's won. So,
oh no.
Yes. Yeah, the end of the show ended. Oh no.
Oh, boo. Start again.
This has been Comedy Arcade. You are all free to go. Thank you so much for joining us. Big love to the panel for doing this. Big love to you for coming out. Have a lovely evening.
Thanks for listening to the Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us any way you can and subscribe and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh and this is What's Upset You Now. The USP is it's only 15 minutes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.